Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. I have a few things that I want to share, but I went through all the news, and then I found this, and I thought, you know, I'm going to lead off with this. And it's going to take me a little bit, so I hope you'll bear with me. But today marks the anniversary of when George Washington walked away from power. He just walked away from it. And then when he did this, he gave a farewell address to the nation. And I thought I should share this with you today. Now, this is coming out of the American Minute with its Bill Federer. You can look that up by just going to AmericanMinute.com. Every single day, you can apply for that, and every single day you will get something that happened in history that day. He prefaces, he starts out, "The Lord of the Rings," by J.R.R. Tolkien, describes man's insatiable lust for the ring of power. Now think about what we're seeing in this world today and what we have seen throughout our lifetime. I'm no spring chicken, and I've seen an awful lot, and it always seems to go back to power. Greed for power, greed for money. Agreed to be in control. He quotes, "Always remember, Frodo, the ring is trying to get back to its master. It wants to be found. Power wants to concentrate." In a real sense, George Washington held the power of the ring of power and gave it up not once, but twice. The first time was when Washington resigned his commission as General of the Continental Army in 1783. The American-born painter Benjamin West was in England painting a portrait of King George III when the king asked what General Washington planned to do now that he had won the war. West replied, "He says he will return to his farm." The king exclaimed, "If he does that, he will be the greatest man in the world." The king was in disbelief, as Washington's actions were in stark contrast to kings throughout history who killed to get power and killed to keep power. If you remember in history, some of them even killed their own. George Washington gave up power again. After having served two terms as president, he returned to his Mount Vernon farm. This was similar to Roman leader Cincinnatus, who twice led the Roman Republic to victory in battle, then returned to his farm, resisting the temptation to be a dictator. The world stood amazed as President George Washington, on this day back in 1796, gave a farewell address. And President Andrew Jackson commented on it in 1837. "The father of this of his country" is his farewell address. Washington seemed to be the voice of prophecy, foretelling events and warning us of evil to come. It is well known that there are always and have always been those among us who wish to enlarge the powers of the general government, to overstep the boundaries marked out for it by the Constitution. Now, we had Constitution Day this week, remember? In his farewell address, Washington cautioned of dangers. "Unprincipled men usurp reins of government, and a fatal tendency to put in the place of the delegated will of the nation, the will of a party, often a small part, a small but artful and enterprising minority. They are likely in the course of time and things to become potent engines by which cunning and ambitious and unprincipled men will be enabled to subvert the power of the people and to usurp for themselves the reins of government, destroying out afterwards the very engines which have lifted them to unjust dominion. Regarding party politics, let me now, he says, warn you in the most solemn manner against the baneful effects of the spirit of party. This spirit, unfortunately, is inseparable from our nature, having its roots in the strongest passions of the human mind. It is seen in its greatest rankness and is truly their worst enemy. Domination of one faction over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge natural to party dissension, which in different ages and countries has perpetrated the most horrid enormities, is itself a frightful despotism. Despotism of an individual. But this leads at length to a more formal and permanent disposition. The disorders and miseries which result gradually incline the minds of men to seek security and repose in the absolute power of an individual who turns this disposition to the purposes of his own elevation on the ruins of public liberty. Ill-founded jealousies and false alarms kindles the animosity of one part against another, foments occasionally riot and insurrection. Did you catch that one? Ill-founded jealousies and false alarms kindles the animosity of one part against another, foments occasionally riot and insurrection. Regarding foreign influence. Now think about this. Foreign influence. It opens the doors to foreign influence and corruption, which find a facilitated access to the government itself through the channels of party passions. Thus the policy and the will of one country are subjected to the policy and will of another. Encroachment. The habits of thinking in a free country should inspire caution in those entrusted with its administration to confine themselves within their respective constitutional spheres, avoiding in the exercise of the powers of one department to encroach upon another. The spirit of encroachment tends to consolidate the powers of all the departments in one, and thus to create, whatever the form of government, a real despotism. I hope you caught that. The real estimate of that love of power and proneness to abuse it, which predominates the human heart, is sufficient to satisfy us of the truth of this position. And regarding checks and political power, he said, this is almost prophetic. I don't know if you're enjoying this as much as I am, but I'm going to read this last one before we get into a break. The necessity of reciprocal checks in the exercise of political power by dividing and distributing it into different depositories and constituting each of the guardian of the public weal against invasion by the others has been invented by experiments ancient and modern. I kind of blew that when I was trying to rush through it. What he's basically saying is these influences, we've seen them before, we'll see them again, and we need to be aware. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. I would like to share this with you because I think it's prophetic.
C.J. Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. C.J. is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
CSE Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSE Talk Radio can help your business, too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSC Talk Radio help your business go national.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order 4 and get the 5th one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and today is Free for All Friday, but I started out, I'm sharing with you clips from George Washington's farewell speech. So much of it seems to be prophetic. The wisdom of this man and the strength of his integrity and will. Where are those George Washingtons today? Because I know that we have some in this nation. Will they step up? Will you step up? But checks on political power, I'm going to repeat that one because I kind of blew that just before the break. The necessity of reciprocal checks in the exercise of political power by dividing and distributing it into different depositories and constituting it, each the guardian of the public weal against invasions by the others, has been invented by experiments ancient and modern. Usurpation. If, in the opinion of the people, constitutional power be in any way particular wrong, let it be corrected by an amendment in the way which the Constitution designates. But let there be no change by usurpation, for though this, in one instance, may be the instrument of good, it is the customary weapon of which free governments are destroyed. Now, I want you to stop and think about that one when we're talking about the Convention of States. The precedent or usurpation must always greatly overbalance in permanent evil any partial or transient benefit which the use can at any time yield. Accumulation of debt. Avoiding likewise the accumulation of debt, not only by shunning occasions of expense, but by vigorous exertion in time of peace and discharge the debts which unavoidable wars may have occasioned. Not ungenerously throwing upon posterity the burden which we ourselves ought to bear. Foreign attachments. In the execution of such a plan, nothing is more essential than that permanent attachments for other countries should be excluded. The nation which indulges towards another an habitual fondness is in some degree a slave, subservient to projects of hostility instigated by pride, ambition, and other sinister and pernicious motives. A passionate attachment of one nation for another produces a variety of evils. Sympathy for the favorite nation, facilitating the illusion of an imaginary common interest in cases where no real common interest exists, and infusing into one the enmity of the other, betrays the former into a participation in the quarrels and wars of the latter without adequate inducement or justification. Betrayal. By exciting jealousy, ill will, and disposition to retaliate in the parties from whom equal privileges are withheld. And it gives to ambitious, corrupted, or deluded citizens facility to betray or sacrifice the interests of their own country without odium, sometimes even with popularity, gilding with the appearances of a virtuous sense of obligation, a commendable difference for public opinion, or a laudable zeal for public good, the base or foolish compliances of ambition, corruption, or infatuation. As avenues of foreign influence and innumerable ways, such attachments are particularly alarming to the truly enlightened and independent patriot. How many opportunities do they afford to tamper with domestic factions, to practice the art of seduction, to mislead public opinion, to influence or awe the public councils? Against the insidious wiles of foreign influence, I conjure you to believe me, fellow citizens, the jealousy of a free people to be constantly awake. History and experience prove that foreign influence is one of the most baneful foes of republican government. Patriots become suspect, he says. Real patriots, who may resist the intrigues of the favorite foreign nation, are liable to become suspected and odious, while its tools and dupes usurp the applause and confidence of the people to surrender their interests. Think about those words. In offering to you, my countrymen, these counsels of an old and affectionate friend, I dare not hope they will make the strong and lasting impression I could wish to warn against the mischiefs of foreign intrigue. Religion and morality, he says, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars. let us with caution indulge the supposition that morality can be maintained without religion. Reason and experience both forbid us to expect the national morality can prevail in exclusion of religious principle. Morality is a necessary spring of popular government. Who that is sincere friend to it can look with indifference upon attempts to shake the foundation? Who can look upon this with indifference upon attempts to shake the foundation? Morality and religion have been taken away, or it would seem, thrown to the side in these days in our nation. The headlines prove it. How many times this week have we sat and listened to all that's going on with the foreign wars, with the NFL, with all these things? We talked about the wealth of this nation, the indebtedness, the welfare system, the war on poverty. We talked about that earlier this week, and the irony that this nation has spent $22 trillion to fight a war on poverty. And now we have more people dependent on the government than ever. That's not a war on poverty. That's a war to control. To bind, to enslave our fellow man. And it enslaves those who are paying for it, the taxpayers. And the morality of it, to qualify, it discourages marriage. It discourages strong family foundations. At the time it began, only 7% of our children were born out of marriage, and now it's 42%. A religious and moral people. George Washington walked away from power. They were ready to make him king of the United States. But he went back to his farm. A good man, a great man, a godly man, a moral man. Where are our George Washingtons today? It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. And we will all be right back.
America needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order on the website at csetalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pet, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags, available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store, as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Return. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. We have John from Missouri. John, how are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. It's great fall weather.
What's on your mind,
good
sir?
Rain. I wonder what George Washington would have to say about the pernicious influence of multinational corporations and banking. Well, some would say the outright purchase of our government. That would be kind of a foreign influence.
It is a foreign influence, so to speak.
Well, it's not. They don't hold the same interests as the common working people in this country.
No, they don't.
For sure.
I agree with that.
Something else. I'm one of these guys. I'll walk across the parking lot to read somebody's bumper stickers.
Okay. Did you read somebody's bumper sticker lately?
Well, there's a common theme I see. There's a lot of these stickers that say "Proud to be an American."
Mm.
And a lot of times on the same car, there's a bunch of Christian-type bumper stickers. And, you know, humility and pride are polar opposites. And humility is preached all through the Bible as being a virtue, pride being one of the deadly sins. So what's up with that, folks? And I'll just leave it with that.
Don't have to display it? Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is that pride is pride cometh before the fall.
It does.
A prideful man is of, I'm not a preacher. But you read it for yourself. It's a pride that's condemned all through the Bible, and humility
it is
being
it
praised,
is.
Especially in the Jesus parts of the
An
Bible.
An arrogant look.
Yes. And pride and arrogance are very, are twin brothers almost.
God does not like them.
And haughtiness, and, mm-hmm. and as a country.
And he doesn't like those who put one against the other.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Those seven abominations there.
Yeah.
Of dividing brothers against one another.
We see that an awful lot.
And we see that way too much amongst the political parties.
Yeah. Oh,
demagoguery.
Oh, my.
You know, where they pick a
they're the poster child. All right. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. We have Alan from Delaware. Alan, how are you today?
Oh, not bad, Beth Ann. Just sitting out here trying to get some fresh air amongst the GMO soybeans and corn. You know, folks, I'll tell you something. Thomas Jefferson said to inform the masses of tyrants and authoritarians, well, to have them scatter like phantoms at dawn. And it's very important for us to understand that tyrants and authoritarians and oligarchs and fascists, Hitlerian, Mein Kampf agenda running, Agenda 21 thieves, masquerading as your friend, have taken over the United States of America through offshore banks, the IMF, the Bank of International Settlements, and especially the Fed, which are just nothing but 12 banker families that have literally run us into the ground and stolen $220 trillion of our hard-earned money.
You know, let's simplify this a little bit, Alan. When our Congress, which you and I probably weren't even born then, 101 years ago, 101 years ago, decided to give up the banking system to the Federal Reserve, I believe they were guilty of treason.
Yes, that's exactly right, and I want people to understand we've been at war. We've been at foreign wars. Teddy Roosevelt was the first one to go overseas, and of course followed by his fifth cousin. And this country has never, ever been right. Now, this goes back to the Civil War. I'm right now reading America's History from 1775 to 1945, a $5 book I found in the yard sale, loaded with pictures and cartoons and just about every phrase, every saying known to man. And when you talk about Washington this morning, I literally welled up in my eyes that they knew that being a free nation in a world full of tyrants and authoritarians and extremely, extremely jealous and dangerous people, we would see what we're seeing right now. And the one thing that I will leave you with, no election in this country has been right since the UN and UNESCO took over our government, since we allowed this to happen by not swarming and demanding accountability, demanding their jobs. You know, we have a right to march on state houses. We have a right to go to Washington, D.C. and say, you're fired. You're out of here. We want a recall vote. Treason is not acceptable. And I'll tell you something right now, folks. Probably 400 out of 535 of our representatives, they need to have their assets seized. They need to go to prison for the rest of their lives. And if we do not stand up now and tax revolt, what are you afraid of? The bankers have already stolen everything. I read a thing yesterday where they're not quite ready to fix the economy because they have not acquired enough assets yet.
Well, you know, Alan, I shared about 2 years ago the Charlie Reese article. You know, it says the 545 versus the 300 million. You know, they campaigned to fix it, but they're the ones breaking it, and they have no intentions. They have absolutely no intentions of fixing anything. None of the promises they make do they plan on taking care of or seeing through.
Let me tell you something, Beth Ann. There's no more gold in Fort Knox. There's practically no gold in this country, and China has literally stolen more gold. They're acquiring more gold. What does gold have to do? Have you ever chewed on a chunk of gold?
No, I cannot say that I have.
Farmers They're attacking our farmers. They're attacking our essence. They're attacking our children, the Department of Education, the FDA, and all the rest of these three-letter acronyms. You know, I mean, Mark Zuckerberg, for God's sake, is Jacob Greenberg. He's a Rockefeller. Stand up, wake up, say no.
Well, you know what, I thought, I you're getting pretty heated up. I want you to calm down a little bit. I thought about, I thought about what Washington said here. I don't know if I can find it real quick, about staying awake. How important it is that we stay awake. And, you know, I thought I underlined it, but I can't find it here.
Well,
looking through it quickly. And here it is. Jealously, he said, against the insidious wiles of foreign influence, I conjure you to believe me, fellow citizens, the jealously of a free people to constantly awake.
That's
we must
exactly
constantly
right.
be vigilant. We must constantly be awake. And unfortunately, we must constantly be suspicious of all of these that we elect, every single one of them. We need to hold them accountable, push them up against the wall, put their feet to the fire, hold their feet to the fire, whatever the expression is, because we know, for one thing, it is in the nature of man to be corrupt. It is in the nature of man to follow the power. It was unnatural for George Washington to walk away. And not just once, but twice he walked away from that power, because he was truly looking to the future of this nation and what he wanted, independence. Just want to be left alone, to live my life. Just want to be left alone. We don't need the EPA, the USDA, the FDA. We don't need all the BLMs. We don't need the IRS. We need them to stop interfering in our lives.
Take them back.
Take them, push them back, way back. That's my cheerleader coming out.
Tax revolt, because I can tell you that the Queen never quit coming, and for the last 200 years, we've practically held the door wide open for these people. I can't stand another minute of it.
All right. Thank you, Alan. I appreciate your listening support here. I want to go to a happy story. And here we're going into a commercial. I have a happy story. Another thing that makes me well up is when I talk about Marines. My brother was a Marine Nom, and I know several Marines, and I just, my heart goes out. Two elderly Marines are taking a walk, a 300-mile walk, to have a little talk with the president. And we will be right back. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. at williesmoothrevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit williesmoothrevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, williesmoothrevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio. Hemby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Hemby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Hemby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Hemby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Hemby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Hemby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Hemby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Hemby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her, "Welcome to CSC Talk Radio," and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. It has been free for all Friday. I took up most of the time. I apologize, but I thought it was well worth sharing. And I just got it this morning from the American Minute as it was giving tribute to the farewell address of our president. Well, here we have a happy story. Well, it's kind of happy. It's a heartwarming story about patriots. Elderly Marine Corps vets, in an attempt to get the White House's attention, two Marine veterans are walking almost 300 miles to Washington, D.C., where they plan to deliver a verbal message to President Barack Obama about securing the freedom of Sergeant Andrew, I don't know how to say his name, Tamarusi. He's the Marine that is being held captive in Mexico because he got lost. It says here, Lance Corporal Terry Sharp told Greta on Fox on Wednesday night that he and his fellow Marine Alan Brown are roughly 100 miles from the White House and should arrive in their destination in a week. And one of them is walking with a cane. Tamarusi, who has been locked up in Mexico, in a Mexican prison, for months, claims he was arrested at a border checkpoint after making a wrong turn. He had several of his firearms in his vehicle at the time, a severe offense under Mexican gun laws. "I want to tell the president to make that call. I'm bringing a phone to him," Sharp said. I'm bringing a phone to him. Free Sergeant Tomarussi. He shouldn't be there. He should be home. He served his country, and he should come home, the Marine said. Why hasn't he come home? He's done nothing wrong. Why hasn't he come home? Maybe we could make a trade for the thousands and thousands of illegal immigrants we have in prison here for our one Marine. Thousands for one. It's a good trade because he's a Marine. Well, a symptom of our corruption and our greed and our godlessness we've listened to all week. As our nation deteriorates because of all our political correctness. As we listen to the NFL and the White House, this particular article is talking about when leaders don't lead. The NFL ignored what was going on until it became public. And it is said that President Barack Obama makes his decisions by public opinion. And so he made a speech without really any kind of a plan, ignoring his generals, ignoring his military leaders as to how to approach this mess. And of course, we're in this mess because we did the wrong thing a long time ago. And I guess the expression is, you made your bed, now you got to lie in it. We do have to do something about it. I think those Marines have a good idea of what to do about it. All our Marine vets and active Marines out there. Now, I'm not putting down any other military. Please don't get me wrong. I love all of you. And I know that all of you have a good idea how we can handle this. But we need to make sure that we win. And that we accomplish the goal. To tell the world, we will not stand for what's happening. They can have their religious freedom, but they may not enforce it upon others, and they may not take the lives of other citizens, videotape them, and spread them around to wreak terror on all. That's what America should stand for. But we need leaders. We need leaders like George Washington. We weren't afraid. We weren't afraid to go to battle with prayer. We wasn't afraid to go to battle and fight. He was astounded himself when he found his jacket was full of holes. And he hadn't been hit. Well, it says here in this article, leadership and integrity is about doing the right thing when nobody is looking. Or to put it in current terms, doing the right thing when you know what's happening, but a video hasn't been made public yet. So everybody else can also see what's happening. Well, I circled the right thing. Right is a dirty word these days in politics. The left think it's a dirty word, the right, and the Republicans abuse it without standing for what's right. They just like to say they're on the right side. Well, there's only one right side, and that's the side of the true commander-in-chief, and we know who that is. Well, I have another story here, and I'm just about to run out of time. Now, this came from Florida, and it's assault rifles that are being shipped to Pinellas schools. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but they're keeping these. This is Army surplus. And they're M16s, and this school, I guess, or other schools in that area, we know across this nation, have had assaults on them. And so they are going to arm some of their folks, and they're going to store these there just in case. Well, of course, there's lots of controversy over whether that's a wise idea or not. And I'm not sure what the smartest idea is. They should be able to take precautions. But I know in Israel, the teachers are armed. And they are standing there guarding those children. Armed. Ready to take out anyone who would assault those children. We need to stand up and protect our children. We need to protect them from the corruption in D.C., from foreign entities. We need to protect them from the goofy people around us that are insane. It is about our children. It is about our future. George Washington was very prophetic. Where are those George Washingtons today? Stand up, please, and bring America home.
I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.